You're listening to Home Business Profits with Ray Higdon, where Ray shares tips and strategies for how to become a top earner in your company. Let's get into the episode.
My first tip. So my first tip of 39 is never send an unsolicited link. Now, what does that mean? Well, the amateur network marketer, they kind of Hail Mary their link, right? Their product link, their sign up link, their, you know, whatever link, right? Their video, link to their video. And so I never sent a link unsolicited. I never sent a link until I did things in a way to get the other person to ask for the link. And so don't send the link until you get them to a place where they agree to accept the link. And I've seen terrible advice around this. I've seen people that, I've seen leaders, believe it or not, that teach their downline, hey, send this link out to 200 people. And that is just bad. And let me, a few of these I will dive deep on. What's up, Patty? How are you? Mother's Day weekend. I hope I get to see you. But this one I will dive deep on, okay? So some of you may recall that there was a day and time where we would all get junk mail in the mailbox, right? So some of us, I know that you younger bucks maybe aren't trained this way, but some of us, you know, some of us who've been around a few years, right? We're trained to open our mail over the trash can, right? Why? Because there's so much junk mail that we used to receive, and really junk mail isn't that bad anymore. Like, you know, people have figured out they can spam through email and spam through the internet. It's a lot cheaper for them. And so they, you know, they do that instead. But when you send a link that someone hasn't asked for, it's basically they see it, they see the link, they typically are going to ignore it, delete it, or block you because you've just verified that this is spam, okay? So don't send an unsolicited link. It's much more powerful. Like when someone sends me messages and if I see it, if I open it up and there's a link right there, then I'm almost always going to ignore it, almost always. And then I'm just gonna mosey on. If I don't know them, there's a link there, I know I didn't ask for it, I'm gonna go on to the next message, okay? If there's no link, then I'm like, oh man, I gotta read this, right? And so you want more people reading your message. And so that's tip number one. Was that helpful? Is that a good one? Let me see if you guys are sharing. You guys sharing? Sharing is Karen. Let's see. I was looking at the other video. I'm like, holy cow, 1,100 shares. All right, we're getting there. Cool. Number two. Okay, number two. And this is, you know, this is one that I heard, 10 years ago. But quite honestly, I'd forgotten about, and I hadn't really been practicing myself. Before you go live or you even make a post on social media, before you do that, engage with at least 10 people. And, you know, 10 people, you know, either like their, you know, picture, comment on their status update, drop a little emoji on their Facebook story or Instagram story, if that's what you're doing. Before you post your stuff, go engage with a few people. Okay, go engage with at least 10 people. And what I don't mean is I don't mean say, hey, I'm about to go live or hey, I'm about to post something. Don't do that. Okay. Just comment, hey, nice dress, whatever. Hey, it was good seeing you the other day. Hey, great information, right? Drop them some kind of compliment, some kind of comment that is beneficial, that isn't about you, right? That isn't saying, hey, I'm going live, right? And so do that, then make your post. And you'll increase the chances of not just them seeing it, but also other people seeing your post or your Facebook Live. And that's a simple, I mean, that should be like a 5-minute routine, if that. It doesn't even have to be 5 minutes, but take the time to engage with some people before you post your stuff. So that would be tip number two.
Thank you for listening to Home Business Profits with Ray Higdon. And be sure to head over to rayhigdon.com/profits to download your free audio where Ray shares his 29 sources of network marketing leads. Tune in next time for more tips and strategies on how to become a top earner in your company.